Matthew?
How are you?
Before we began this interview, when the phone rang, my female partner, Hunter, goes, "Oh my God, it's him, it's him, it's him!" Hey,
hello,
man.
Hello, Hunter.
Hello. Yeah.
I don't want to talk to Michael anymore.
Oh, hey. Yes! My teen dream has come true.
All right, I got a question for you. 25th anniversary, okay, of the movie that you made with?
Stanley Kubrick.
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, my God.
Full
gosh.
Metal Jacket.
Have you ever in your lifetime met anybody, Matthew, who can curse better than Arlie Ermey?
No. I've never met somebody who can swear like he can, nor anybody who has his bad breath. As Arlie Ermey.
No way. Bad breath?
Oh, my God. When we were making the film, he drank too much coffee, smoked too many cigarettes. He was nervous, so there was nervous tension, caffeine, cigarettes, and just something evil in his stomach that was coming up.
So, Matthew, man up. Were you man enough to tell him?
Well, the good thing was it didn't require a lot of acting when he was in your face yelling, because you just had to react to what was coming out of him.
You didn't have to imagine your facial expressions.
Bad breath.
Yeah. There were those kind of thought bubbles above my head. That's what it would say. Oh, my God, his mouth smells like death.
You've copped yourself a great role.
Oh, yeah. Deputy Commissioner Foley in The Dark Knight Rises.
How cool is that to be working with Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm so happy to be on that boat with all those terrific actors, you know, starting with Christian Bale all the way, Thomas Hardy and Michael Caine, Morgan Freeman, Anne Hathaway, who looks mighty fine in her tight, stretchy pants on a motorcycle.
Woo-hoo! Really? Wow, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Ooh, so is Christian Bale, is he as, I don't know, anger management worthy as everyone says he is?
No, he's a good guy. You know, everybody has moments in their life where they go a little bit off the rails, and I think that was his. He's very, very committed to his craft.
You know, it's ironic that we should be talking with you, because I got a chance to watch a movie that you were in. It's always been one of my favorites, Memphis Belle, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good picture. That's a good old-fashioned picture. My uncle was a B-17 pilot. I got to wear his dress uniform. He was the captain of the plane. The one thing he said that we got wrong with that film is that everybody was too old. He said, I was 20 years old. I was the captain of the plane. My co-pilot was 19, and the rest of the crew was 17, 18 years old. Those are babies flying around in the Second World War, dropping bombs. There's not many of those fellas from the Second World War that's still alive, but I got nothing but love and respect for all of them, because that was a real horror.
Matthew, this has been a pleasure this morning. I hope that we'll have another opportunity to talk with you.
I hope so, too.
Great.
But next time, let's just have Hunter.
Matthew Modine, I love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.